Countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning if you are just joining us. Before I go back to the summer solstice, I want to return again to the bioeconomy, but moving on from wool to another raw material that we used to do so much more with than we do now. Willow. It's absolutely amazing stuff. Back in February, I stuck a bunch of 6-inch high willow cuttings into a bank that I wanted to stop from getting washed away in the next deluge of rain. And now in June, it is already up to my hip and spreading a really great root network holding on to all of that soil. But I have absolutely no idea what it is that I'm going to be looking at by this time next year, given that rate of growth. But there is apparently an ever-increasing demand for willow baskets, panniers, handbags, bird feeders, kishokes or potato strainers, and obelisks for climbing plants. And there are only a very small number of people with the skills to make them. Sarah Jenkinson runs her own workshops in Galway, and Lorna Siggins met with her as she was soaking the willow in preparation for a class.
Take the willow out of the water tank. I like to check at the thicker end of the rod, which is called the butt end of the rod, if the willow is ready. And if it bends beautifully over your knuckle and doesn't crack, the willow is ready to take out of the water tank. So these rods, these uprights that we're going to use for the border tomorrow in teaching, they're beautifully supple and ready to come out of the water tank. The big thicker rods that are in there at the moment, I'm going to use for my base sticks. So to create a base, we're doing an Irish kishoke tomorrow. So we do a beautiful grid in the middle, in the centre, because originally the basket was known as a potato strainer, as a table, and as a plate. And it was brought into the cottage and everybody sat around on the floor and ate their food from the basket. And then it was rinsed down with water outside and hung outside on a nail on the cottage. For me, these bases are beautiful because you get to use a gorgeous variety of coloured willow to make a beautiful, nearly artistic piece that can be hung on the wall and then taken down and used as a cheese board or as a bread basket or just for everyday general use. It's a very popular workshop because in the west coast of Ireland especially, people will remember it being in their homes.
Sarah was fully booked for her kishoke weaving workshop in Galway's fisheries field, where I spoke to some of her students, including Declan and another Sarah.
I wouldn't be the most dexterous, so I wouldn't be used to it.
Well, you look like you know what you're doing.
We've got a good teacher, so she's come around helping us.
Okay. You can choose your own colours?
The starting ones were chosen for us because they're the most, like, ones that will give the most structural integrity. And then use the bodkin to stab in between and get your central line.
Right.
And so it was
This is the bodkin?
That's the bodkin.
Oh my goodness, it's a fierce looking thing.
The willow is so pliable.
Earlier, Sarah had shown me some of her own work.
That's a frame basket.
A frame basket.
So in Ireland, I would have trained with Ciarán Hogan, and I would have trained with traditional Irish basketry techniques, which is mostly stake and strand basketry, where you have a base and then you insert uprights and you weave around those and they become the frame. Whereas in frame basketry, you weave around hoops. So we've got this beautiful traditional hen basket. So it was used for carrying hens to market. So we have there, we have three beautiful hoops. We have a central hoop and two side hoops. And then the weaving happens around those hoops. And also then we insert rods, which we call ribs. So it's a very different technique to stake and strand basketry. So it takes a lot more time. You kind of sit with the basket and hope that, well, with plenty of practice, the beautiful shapes form as you want them to, rather than as they like. You're always in control of the willow, otherwise the willow will be in control of you.
Nelly, is it?
Yeah, that's me, yeah. Myself and Rachel came here to make the garden obelisk. We had such a good crack that we actually booked in for
for this workshop on the day. I found it quite therapeutic. So,
really?
Yeah. And you get to come home with something that looks really, really cool as well for the garden. So, this is Sharon. I've met Sharon a few times before.
All right, Sharon, have you done this before?
No, this is my first time as well. Yeah.
And how are you finding it?
Loving it. It's just lovely doing something with your hands and getting absorbed. It's so supple. It's like wool, but softer. And it feels lovely to work with. It's almost nicer than wool because it's resin in it, I guess.
And your name is?
I'm Rachel.
So you're getting on really well. Getting used to it. Once you get going, I think it kind of starts to flow a bit easier. I enjoy it. Like, I like anything that's a bit kind of, that's not scrolling on TikTok.
Where do you grow the willow, Sarah?
So my willow bed is over on my brother's apple orchard farm over in Stackallan, County Meath. So the willow bed is going into its third year now, so it's growing beautifully, actually. This year's crop was harvested in January. So this is Old French here, which is a gorgeous beige. And then we have a black maul, which turns to a beautiful brown when it's steamed. And then for the border rods, they're lovely and big. And this is them here. And these are Dicky Meadows. And they're going to be a gorgeous green border on the basket. I first fell in love with the material. The willow was outside drying. It was April. And when I went over and just checked the willow for the first time, the smell of the willow is just so beautiful. And then by the end of the day, I had woven a few rods together and created a bread basket. And I still have the bread basket. I'm going to show it to you. You wouldn't think from the bread basket that I was going to be the basket maker I am today, but I absolutely loved it. And I came home, it was Easter, and I just announced to the family, I was like, okay, I'm going to be a basket maker. You'll never be bored. Yeah. There's so many baskets. Each country has its own traditional styles of baskets woven from the materials that are available to them. For us, it's generally willow. So people have beautiful pieces to put in their home.
Lorna Siggins with Sarah Jenkinson there.